Blog Talk Radio.
It's the first Debashi's Radio Takedown of the month, and you know what that means. Conspiracy talk with professional wrestler, author, and conspiracy theorist, the Scrapyard Dog, Louis McNair. We are not here to force you to believe anything. This show is here to get the listeners to open your minds and for you to make your own decisions.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, shit, just listen.
Huff! 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 DebashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com
SasquatchProWrestling.com.
Welcome. I'm the Beast from the Middle East. The Yemeni maniac, the modern-day sheik, Thaifala, the butcher Debashi.
Oh, yeah.
I am my gimmick. I am a professional wrestler, and not only I like to beat up people entertainingly in the ring, I am now doing it right here. And if you're brave enough and you want me to marry you, well, I'm ordained to. DebashiBookings@gmail.com. Let's start the show.
In the morning.
Government is the problem. Martial law in America.
A new world order.
Right now.
The new world order.
The acquisition of unwarranted influence.
The new world order is emerging.
Build a new world order.
The military-industrial complex.
That's just as powerful, just as strong.
Revolution!
Death and corruption.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Conspiracy theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Welcome to episode 136. Please spread the word. Subscribe on iTunes or other podcast sources. For all of our latest links and latest episodes, go to www.DebashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com. Okay, without further ado, we are not trying to change your minds. We just want you to open them. Introducing the meanest dog in the yard, the Scrap Yard Dog. How you doing, my brother?
How you doing? Glad to be back on another episode of Conspiracy Talk. I appreciate you having me back.
Hey, my pleasure. It's my pleasure for having you on. I know we have a doozy this week, but before we, get into this month's conspiracy, how was your month? What's cracking with you?
Oh, just like, booking more shows, still working on my outside projects, working on the book, and I got another DVD project I want to put together. I'm probably going to be working on that the first of the year. Just doing my, monthly wrestling shows three or four times a month. And, of course, doing your show. And I picked up another podcast. A guy wants me to come on to discuss the Monday Night Wars.
Oh,
and,
nice.
I think that's going to be interesting. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting show. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I think that's going to happen next week. So them are some of the projects, that I got in the pipeline that I'm still working on.
You think there's any conspiracies with the Monday Night shows?
I wouldn't say conspiracy. It was instead of being a conspiracy, it was more so a race for supremacy.
Yes.
Much like what the United States had against the Soviet Union back in the 60s. It was a race for world supremacy, and that's basically how the moon landing, ties into it.
What a perfect segue. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's dive right into it.
That was a perfect segue. You sound like a professional.
Yeah, that's right. I do okay once in a while. But I want to start with a speech that JFK gave to Congress May 25th, 1961, in which he asked Congress for the funds to meet the following national goals. Okay? And he says, and I quote, I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man in the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. And then September 12, 1962, at Rice University, he goes on to say, and I quote, "We choose to go to the moon not because this is easy, but because they are hard." He was talking about several different things, you know, in that speech, and he related going to the moon as one of those things that he would consider being hard to do.
Right.
Which was, you know, which was true in the fact that NASA, being the government space agency, had somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 to 30 failures with their rockets trying to get them to get outside of Earth's orbit. Okay? So they were having a lot of problems with producing. So we were behind in the global space race against the Soviets, because you got to understand something. The two superpowers at that time was the United States and the Soviet Union, and we competed on every level, not just with the Cold War, trying to get behind the enemy lines to see what the other country was doing, but so we also competed against them in the space race. And the thing, the interesting thing about it is that in 1957, the Russians put the first artificial satellite in space called Sputnik.
Uh-huh.
They put the first man in space. So the United States was losing the space race. Okay, because we were having so many problems trying to get rockets out of Earth's orbit, and there's also the problem with the Van Allen belt, as they called it. Okay, so we were having a lot of issues and concerns and problems trying to get our space program off the ground, and that's what one of the reasons why I think the moon landing never happened. Because it's much easier and much safer to fake the moon landing like you did go and present it to the world like you did go, just to get ahead of the Soviets, just to say we were number one in the space race.
I'm sure it'd be a lot cheaper, too.
Exactly. And so that's the background of why a lot of people say that the moon landing was faked to begin with, that it was done on in a television studio. I've heard a theory that it was done in a television studio. I've heard Stanley Kubrick was involved. And then I've also heard and read evidence where it could have been Area 51. Because we've already discussed that on a previous radio show about Area 51 and all the secret things that were going on at that base. So it's very possible that it could have been done there.
Now, if it is a fake and a hoax, do you think the truth will ever come out, or do you think it will be forever sealed?
It's kind of hard to say because of the fact. Well, first of all, if you're expecting the government to tell you that it was a hoax, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
It's just like the Kennedy assassination. It's just like the Kennedy assassination. Okay? And I've often heard the rebuttal that, well, there's no way in the world you could have got that many people to fake something like that. You could have never got that many people to agree. Or you got to understand something. It's only the most secret at the top, if it was going
to
be fake.
Well, basically, need-to-know basis, correct?
Need-to-know basis, exactly. Only those few at the top would have known. Everybody working at NASA would have known about it. They would have thought, we're really going to the moon. Exactly. And here is some of the reasons why that they consider it to be fake. I'm gonna read you a certain article that I read. Matter of fact, me and a friend of mine who does the same type of conspiracy type work that I do, he sent me something very interesting, and it also goes to one of your questions. It said that you know, we were talking about the flag blowing in the breeze. which, by the way,
right.
would have been impossible, which would have been impossible because of the vacuum on the moon.
Right.
But in the studio, say, like a fan was behind the flag and they were making a film, so like they had fans in the studio to keep it cool while they were making this film. If that fan was behind, it would have been blowing it. You see what I'm saying? It would have been blowing the flag.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And that wasn't the only thing they saw wrong. No visible stars in the moon sky. Too much light glare on the backpack. No visible blast marks or disturbance from rocket propulsion made during landing. Apollo 11 astronauts rehearsed their landing procedures at NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center. Conspiracy theorists say similar sets were used to make the film The Moon Landing to begin with. Because all these different types of anomalies, NASA has always tried to explain away. But people
right.
say, no, this doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. They've always tried to explain away, well, this is a perfect explanation for that, you know what I'm saying? And conspiracy theorists have always said, no, it's not. So that's where the back and forth come from. And I've seen through the evidence and research that I've done, I see a lot of evidence that sways me to believe that we never did go to the moon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not at all.
Wow.
And let me read you this. In the 1960s, the USA and the Soviet Union were locked in a battle for world supremacy, as I mentioned before. One guy by the name of Marcus Allen, who published Nexus magazine, started questioning that what he saw was actually taken on the moon. Bart Sebro, who was a writer and director, who wrote a film called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon, said that Neil Armstrong's walk was not on the moon itself, but in a TV studio. He has even called the moon astronauts liars to their face. And I saw a video where he confronted Neil Armstrong. I think it was Buzz Aldrin. He confronted Buzz Aldrin and called him a liar to his face. Said, you're a liar, you're a fraud. And Buzz Aldrin punched him in the face.
Oh, I remember reading that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, punched him right in the face. Now I'm going to tell you something my grandmother always told me.
Uh-huh.
And I will live by this. I will live by this to the day I die. She told me, she said, if anybody, now I want you to listen to what I'm about to tell you. She said, if anybody ever tells you the truth about yourself, the very first thing you do is get mad.
Yep.
Now, he called him a liar to his face. And instead of him questioning, what did I lie about, blah, 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 whatever,
he punched him
right in the face. Exactly. And remember what I said. If somebody tells you the truth about yourself, the very first thing you do is do what? Get mad. And that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And he even had some of the astronauts. He said, asked one astronaut, would you swear on a stack of Bibles that you've ever been to the moon? And the guy wouldn't do it.
Really? What was
he said? He just said, well, I just think that's kind of, you know, crazy or something like that, he said. But my thing is, I thought about that too. Well, if you really did go to the moon like you said you did, you would have no problem putting your hand on the stack of Bibles.
Wow, that's deep.
And he would, like I said, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't put his hand on the stack. He told me to swear you've been to the moon. Put your hand on the stack of Bibles and swear you've been to the moon. He had a Bible right there in his hand, and the guy wouldn't do it.
And he wouldn't do it.
Kind of interesting, ain't it?
Yep. Go ahead.
And let me read you this right here. It all started in 1957 when Soviets launched Sputnik, the first artificial satellite in space. Kennedy was very adamant, you know, along with discussing it with his cabinet, about doing something to get ahead of the Soviets. And the interesting thing, he wasn't so much concerned about, you know, this being the new Frontier for Mankind, you know, furthering the United States space exploration. The only thing he was concerned about was beating the Soviets. Okay, because you got to understand that this was at the height of the Cold War. All right? Like I said, NASA, which is American Space Agency, couldn't even get a man to Earth's orbit, let alone to the moon. They had more, like I said, they had more than 20 spectacular failures before building a rocket that barely worked. The one thing NASA did better than anybody else was public relations. And here's where the spin comes in. In 1967, with 3 years left to fulfill Kennedy's promise, NASA was still nowhere near achieving his goal, getting a man to the moon. And Gerald DeGroote, who's a professor of modern history at the University of St. Andrews, said the problems that they were having or were concerned about was the guidance systems, getting two crafts in space to dock with each other, the ability to develop a lander that could not only land on the moon, but more importantly, get off the moon. That's why I say if they were having all these problems, it's much easier to fake it.
All these problems, and then all of a sudden, boom, they went right onto the moon just like that.
Exactly. That's why I don't think it happened.
Now, has there been any presidents? Has there been any presidents that ever, or high authority figures that ever came out and ever tried to say we never landed on the moon?
I haven't found any evidence or research to say that there was any president, because you got to understand something. I think Nixon was in president. Was president when the astronauts supposedly went to the moon. And so we all know how Nixon's administration turned out.
Right.
Okay.
Do you,
so
do you think he knew about it?
It's quite possible. Okay, but here's the interesting thing about the speech that I read, the Kennedy speech at the beginning of the show, when he gave that speech to Congress. The interesting thing about it, you know, because I've talked about this in the JFK assassination podcast that we did. You know, Lyndon Johnson was his vice president. He was also chairman of the National Space Council. And Lyndon Johnson winds up being one of the central figures in his assassination. Think about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything just connects. Seems like one way or another.
And here's another thing that you got to think about, too. There was a lack of, why conspiracy theorists think that we really didn't go to the moon. There was a lack of independent witnesses that say we went to the moon. Mm-hmm. The only evidence we got of pictures, video, TV, all that, all came from one source, and that was NASA itself. All right?
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
but no other
Bart,
media
Bart
outlet.
Siebel.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Bart Siebel said he felt like that we went up a few hundred miles into Earth's orbit, got nowhere close to making the quarter of a million mile trip to the moon. Quarter of a million miles, that's 250,000 miles. Okay? And he also unearthed, and this goes to one of your questions that we'll talk about later, unearthed a damning piece of evidence that, and I actually saw this when I was watching a conspiracy show about doing my research about the landing on the moon. And showed when they were showing the film, it said this film of the Apollo 11 mission was produced as a report film by the Manned Spacecraft Center and is not for general public distribution. What that tells me right there is that they filmed this in this TV studio. He found evidence of this.
Wow.
Isn't that shocking?
Wow. Yeah, I mean,
but here,
I mean, what can you say?
But here again, you got to understand something. This ain't the first time that our government or agency of the federal government has either faked something or lied about something to fool the American people. You thought Oswald shot Kennedy. You found out that wasn't true. We now know Sirhan Sirhan didn't shoot Robert Kennedy. Okay. We know we went to war in Vietnam over a lie. The Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We know we knew that the Japanese were going to hit us in World War II and did nothing about it to further get us into the war. Okay. A whole lot of things don't look right about that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They lied about that. What makes you think they wouldn't lie about this?
Exactly. And this was 1969. Now look at all the string of lies and deceit that the government has pushed out to the American public, that misinformation, that disinformation, that spinning campaign. Okay, you tell a lie to the American people, you know, to get us into war. You tell us lies about the assassination of President Kennedy. Okay, so what makes you think they wouldn't fake the moon landing? So
yeah,
it's a completely different animal. It's a completely different animal. So that's some of the background information that I had. Like I said, I could go on for hours about this particular topic, you know, but we only got an hour, so I'm trying to keep it concise and, you know, to the point about what we're talking about.
If I really got into the
background of it, I could talk another 2 or 3 hours.
You know, that just goes
I just
back
wanted to
me.
Hit.
That just goes back to me. Years ago, me and my dad watched the moon landing hoax on Fox television, and my dad was even, after he watched, he was like, and they were saying, you know, you never heard anything about that special anymore. And they were saying the next year China was supposed to send up a satellite and take pictures of the Land Rover and all that stuff is in the flag if it's still up there, but we haven't heard anything. It's been over 20 years. Still haven't heard anything
You know what that tells me? Somebody somewhere stepped in and told them not to do it.
Yep.
And it's kind of funny that you mentioned China, because that's right today. That's one of our biggest trading partners.
Yep. Oh yeah, yeah.
Think about that for a second. So
yep,
maybe that's, you know, well,
it.
If you don't, you can look at it like this, and this is just a theory that I'm throwing out there, you know.
Okay.
If you don't say anything about what you found, if they did find or lack of thereof or didn't find anything, we'll allow your stuff to come in that country where you can make money. Because you got to understand, China. Yeah, China owns us right now.
Oh yeah, almost
from a trade standpoint.
China,
exactly.
Taiwan, China.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly right.
Well, you want to go hit some emails?
Yeah, let's hit some emails.
All right. Unless you got some more information you want to spew out.
No, I think that's about all I had, because like I said, I wanted to hit the key points.
Okay.
Of what we were talking about.
All right, let's go to our mailbag. Come on, where's my little my?
You've got mail.
There we go.
There we go.
We got it going. Okay. Here we go. Has there ever been anyone prominent or famous come out and say the moon landing ever happened? Also, do you have or know of any evidence that hasn't been talked widely about? Thank you. Sharisi.
I didn't find any famous or prominent people that said it didn't happen. Only those that that were NASA whistleblowers. Or scientists that have since come out and said, you know, we didn't go to the moon because they had an inside track of what was going on and knew things didn't look right. And I found several YouTube videos, and I could even send Sharisi a couple of those videos by email so she can look at them herself, because I won't get into detail about that. One such NASA whistleblower was named by the guy by the name of Richard S. Hoagland, a leading contributor of controversial astronomical theories, charged the space agency with a conspiracy to cover up the discovery of ruins, now listen to this, and various artifacts on the moon that would change the history of Earth as we know it. Hoagland claims to have unearthed a 1960 NASA commission report by the Brookings Institution recommending that any future discoveries of alien life on the moon be kept from the public in order not to disturb the evolutionary flow of 20th century civilization. Now, if what he's saying is true, that means our government knew there were aliens on the moon. Think about that for a second. The famed astronomer, Carl Sagan once theorized that if extraterrestrial beings had come to observe Earth, they would quite likely have established bases on the moon and would logically have placed their main installation on the dark side to keep them safe from probing earthly eyes. Other researchers suggest that if there are alien bases on the moon, they have probably been there for thousands, if not millions of years. Now, I remember a movie called The Transformers being titled Dark of the Moon. That's kind of funny, but I digress. Here's another point. Vladimir Terzitsky, who has specialized in a study of Nazi rocketry, says that scientists from Germany's Third Reich landed on the moon as early as 1942. In the late 1930s or early 1940s, Terzitsky insists Nazi scientists made contact with an alien culture that presented them with advanced technology. He further claims that as soon as the first German landing party touched down on the moon, they began digging and tunneling under the surface. By 1944, the Nazis had their first moon base. Could be a theory. We'll just put it out there for the listeners to, do more research. Okay. And lastly, Cynthia Turnage's 1998 book, ETs Are on the Moon and Mars, the photographic evidence in which she accuses NASA of erecting a wall of silence to hide the indisputable evidence of extraterrestrial life that has been captured on film. Turnage further suggests that some other government agency may be pressuring NASA scientists to cover up all evidence of alien life. Pretty deep, ain't it?
That's crazy. Now, do you think we ever had alien life form? Do you think we ever had alien life form come to Earth?
Oh, I absolutely. You can't sit here and tell me that this is the only known planet in the universe with an intelligent life form. I just refuse to believe it.
Oh, I agree.
As vast as our universe is, and there's so much out there that we haven't seen and haven't discovered, you can't sit up and tell me that. That's just not possible. Yeah, there are alien life forms out there. Yeah, there are other intelligent beings out there. And our planet, I 110% agree that aliens have visited this planet before. Probably millions of years ago, before we even existed. And that would tell you just how vast our universe is.
No, yeah, I agree. Yeah, I've talked to people before about that, and they're like, no, we're the only life forms and only planet. And I'm just thinking, how vast do you think this universe is? I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. You honestly think we're just like a sand in the universe, a piece of grain of sand.
Well, just think about that. We're the only life form on this planet. I'm talking about Earth now. We're
right.
The only life form on this, I mean, the only as far as intelligence is concerned, we're the only species on the planet, Earth that is, that's conscious of its own, that's conscious of its own existence.
Right.
Animals are not conscious of their existence, but man is. But we sure have made a mess of things here on Earth, haven't we?
We sure have.
Exactly.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Okay. My take on everything. How can you really ever know about the moon landing? Scientists and NASA can tell us anything you want, they want. We don't have to believe it. My question is, how many deaths are linked to the moon landing? Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I can think of at least three. Okay. Virgil Grissom, Edward H. White, Roger B. Chaffee. Okay.
Now, who are they?
They were astronauts in the that were supposed to go up in the before there was Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong. Okay, they were all killed. And let me explain to you why.
Why do you think they were? Okay.
Virgil Grissom was an outspoken critic of the plan. He was the most vocal of the plan and would not go along with the plan NASA had come up with. He complained about NASA pushing the project and sacrificing safety for speed. Because remember, they were trying to get this done before the end of the decade to fulfill President Kennedy's promise of getting the man to the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. Keep that in mind.
Beat Russia.
Exactly. He was killed during a test run in the capsule. Some say he and the other two were killed to keep them quiet. A switch was installed that started a fire, and they were instantly incinerated.
Jeez.
And his son, Scott Grissom, came up with the same evidence, the secret switch was installed in the capsule that ignited the fire that killed him. Okay? And the day he died, he was going to give an interview about what he thought about the Apollo. He hung a lemon on the capsule.
A lemon.
A lemon, which signified that he didn't believe that this program was going to work. So he was making a lot of noise. Listen, he was making a lot of noise, you know, talking a lot of things. He was going to do interviews and stuff like that about the program. They killed him to shut him up. So my thing is they probably wanted these three guys, or at least that one, to go along with this plan to fake the moon landing, he wouldn't do it. And they killed
him
to keep him quiet from telling what they were actually going to do, because they already knew he was vocal about what he felt about the plan to start with. So those are at least three deaths I do know about.
Well, I got a question for you. Why was it so important to beat the Russians at the space race?
You got to understand something. At the height of the Cold War, okay, it was us versus the Russians. We competed against their country on every level.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the whole purpose of the Cold War was to practice espionage without having the Cold War escalate into a hot war. And a hot war would have meant World War III. So if you can get behind enemy lines or get behind another country. And see, that's why our country, was so worried about Sputnik, because it could circle the Earth. It was an artificial satellite, so it could circle the Earth and look down on the USA and see what we were doing.
Yeah.
Take pictures. Satellite imagery, those types of things. So we were real concerned about that. And like you say, you got to understand something. The United States at that time was a superpower. And the Soviet Union at that time was a superpower. Now, we're the only remaining superpower in the world. because the Soviet Union collapsed, as you very well know.
Hey, here's a side note. I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to break your...
So it was important to beat the Russians at anything that we competed with them. It was important to beat them in anything that we competed with them about, whether it was war, whether it was a Cold War, whether it was a space race, or whatever it was. That was the goal, as you were saying.
Oh, well, it wasn't really pertaining to this. Well, I guess it was. Do you remember who the other superpower was? The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, and Nikita Koloff?
Oh, in wrestling? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to say that. I know it was a bad name.
Exactly. No, not necessarily. Because from an entertainment standpoint, it worked. Because, you know, Nikita Koloff, to get off the subject for a second, you know, Nikita Koloff, when he first come to wrestling, he was what? A Russian.
Right. And Dusty Rhodes was the American Dream.
Exactly. You know, and even into the 80s, we were still going with that Russia versus the United States. That was a good storyline back then, because that was exactly what was happening in the world.
Exactly.
You know, because I think it was later in the decade. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah, it was.
Because I think later, I will say this point, because I think later in the 80s or early 90s, I think that's when the Soviet Union failed.
Yeah.
I think Reagan was president, when it came down. So, yeah.
Yeah. Gorbachev, right? The guy with the birthmark on his head. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, here's our next email. Okay, if someone should expose that the moon landing was fake to the world, what do you think the ramifications, can't even say that word, would be?
Ramifications. Well, Donovan, I think the ramifications would be that it would be another feather in the cap of all conspiracy theorists the world over that have always insisted that we never went to the moon. That's what I think the ramifications would be. All the people that have done the research and have come up with the evidence to say that the moon landing was a hoax, all they would do was validate what they've said all along, is that we never went. That the whole thing was an elaborate hoax for us to win the space race against the Soviets. Because you got to understand something. When President Kennedy made that promise that we should land a man on the moon and return him safely to the Earth, when he made that speech, NASA couldn't believe that he could promise something like that. So they tried and tried and tried and tried to do it and couldn't do it. They failed several times. Their tests failed. You know, they had several failures. So if he gets assassinated, and somebody at the top had to say, look, I don't think this is something that we can do and do it safe. But it's much easier for us to fake it to the world. Somebody at the top had to make that decision. Somebody made the decision to say, look, we can't do this, but we can do this.
Who do you think the decision maker was?
That's kind of hard to say. Because it could have been somebody high up in NASA. It could have been somebody high up in the government. Let's say somebody in NASA came to President Johnson and said, look, there's no way we can do this. I know this is what President Kennedy wants, but we can't do this. There's no way we can do it. Because we know as late as 1967, they were still having problems. So that only gave them three short years to get it done.
Now, do you think that was do you think that was another reason why they had him assassinated too?
Well, I don't think the moon landing had anything or the lack thereof, I should say, had anything to do with President Kennedy being assassinated. But because there was a lot more going on within his own administration, the people that surrounded him, they wanted him out of the way for various other reasons. They had nothing to do with the moon landing. Okay, we've touched on that, the Vietnam War being one of them. Okay, so there you go.
Here's a question for you. Who's more powerful, the CIA or NASA?
Who's more powerful?
What do you think? Who has more clout, I guess?
Oh, the CIA by far.
Okay.
Because this is an agency that by their own charter is not supposed to operate domestically, okay? But that's exactly what they did when Kennedy was assassinated. That operation was taken, was carried out domestically inside the United States. But as far as world influence, okay, you got to understand something. The Central Intelligence Agency is an organization that has rigged elections, overthrow governments,
right,
which we called coup d'etats. You know, any leader or that didn't, you know, that was frightening the United States or had, you know, frightening their business interests, they took them out. But they ran into a problem in the 1960s when Castro took control of Cuba. But there's several leaders that they overthrew. They didn't agree with the United States. They would organize a coup from that leader's own people to overthrow the government. You know, rigging elections, crop burnings, the works. I mean, you know, as far as influence all over the world, yeah, Central Intelligence is way bigger.
Yeah.
Definitely
okay,
have more clout.
Yeah.
No question about it.
All right. Here's an email from Ollie. I read the American flag is waving in the breeze. That's a waving in the breeze. Moon landing deniers say that the clear photographic evidence of this, and the points out that because there is no breeze on the moon, this must be fake. According to NASA, this is just in whatever that word is, inertia, unflurring. A piece of rolled-up cloth with stored angular momentum will naturally result in waves and ripples. No breeze required. NASA explained the Apollo 11 crew bent some of the rods intended to hold the flag out straight, which added some ripples. The Apollo 12 astronauts had the same issue. What's your take on it? Thank you, Ollie.
Like I said, I don't believe we went to the moon to start with. And if the flag is a central issue for conspiracy theories, and the only way they can explain it away is, okay, bent the rods of, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But like I said, it was a ripple in it. It was a wave in it, which there's no vacuum on the moon. How's that possible?
Right.
So that's issue number one. There shouldn't have been it. And I also saw what I thought was very interesting. I'm sitting there watching the film, and I'm going to get on the subject for just a minute in response to more evidence as it relates to his question. I was sitting there watching the film of the astronauts landing on the moon, like jumping up and down.
Right.
And coming back down real quickly. Now, you know, you've seen a lot of videos of astronauts in space capsules where they move kind of slow.
Right.
Because there's no gravitational pull to pull them down. So how was they able to jump up and down that fast and get back down? That should have been a real slow process. If they were really on the moon, when he jumped up, that should have been a slow process. I mean, he jumped straight up and came right back down.
Well, I heard some arguments too. They were wearing weighted boots. I mean, Do you think that was just a thing to cover their asses, saying that?
Well, it had to be.
Yeah.
If you ever, okay, if you ever looked at, have you ever seen, like a show or TV special of astronauts inside of a castle? You see how slow they move.
Right. Right, because no gravity.
Okay, so how was these astronauts, the ones that supposedly land on the moon, able to jump up and down like that and come? One guy heads back to the camera, jumped up,
uh-huh,
and came straight back down. If it's weightless and there's no gravity, how can he jump up
right
that fast and come right back down?
Right.
It had to be gravity. So what does that tell you? He was on Earth. Had to be.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, I was sitting there watching it, and it just dawned on me about the, you know, like the gravity thing we were talking about. That's not possible. That's not possible. Like the flag waving, and like several conspiracy theorists have talked about that as one of the central points, one of the key issues that we didn't go to the moon, and they just bent the rod, and that causes a ripple and all that.
But you know, if I remember right, watching the film, the flag was moving, so even if there was
exactly
a ripple rod, you know, with the flag shouldn't be moving; it should be still. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But let's say for the sake of assumption that it was filmed in a studio with lighting.
Right.
And now follow me what I'm saying here, with lighting and all this kind of stuff, a set built to show this on TV. And let's suppose they had fans in behind this flag.
Yep.
That's why you would see, 'cause if the fan was blowing in the direction of the flag that caused it to ripple, that would explain that. That would explain how it was done in the studio, or that it was done in the studio, like on a film set. And then you
that
put all this
sense
out in front. You put all this out in front in TV and blast this image all over, you know, for everybody in the United States to see and everybody all over the world. And if you notice, after that event supposedly happened, and they showed this on TV all over the world, You hear them more about the Russian space program, did you?
Nope.
Because they probably thought, oh, well, you know, we lost. It's over for us. We're done. No sense pursuing it. They got the man to the moon. Ain't no sense pursuing this any further. Haven't heard anything more about the Russian space program since that time. Just like we've never been back to the moon, supposedly. And I know for a fact that nowadays the technology is better than it was in the 1960s.
Yeah, that was my biggest gripe, was like, you know, how come we never landed on the moon? And then, I don't quote me on this, George Bush Jr., President Bush, I think, I might be wrong, but I could have sworn I saw somewhere where he said the reason we didn't land on the moon because it cost too much money or couldn't afford it. But yeah, but they could afford to go to war. It's been trillions of dollars, but they can't go back to the moon if they went.
Well, if you just think about it, that makes perfect sense. We can't afford to go there. I think it was either we can't afford to go to the moon or we're having too many problems where we just don't think it's a safe thing to do. So
exactly.
Let's fake it like we went. Let's fake it like we went.
Yep.
And fool the world. Make the world
right,
believe that we went.
Yeah. Yeah. Shoot, if they try to fake it nowadays, shoot, just think. Well, you know, come to think of it, though, that production they did, I guess that was ahead of their time, you know, if you think about
exactly
it.
Exactly.
But, all right,
we
here's
wanted
our
to,
next
we,
email.
But,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. If we wanted to fulfill, as people hire, the hires want to try to fulfill, and like I said, like I told you before, or like I said earlier, NASA was very good at public relations. NASA was very good at putting spin on things. NASA was very good at hushing people up, too.
Yep.
Okay, the whistleblowers that we talked about earlier. So you got to understand that it was much cheaper and more efficient to fake it like we went than to actually go. Because we've already discussed the myriad of problems they were having trying to get a rocket into Earth's orbit. Failed time and time and time again. And this was as late as 1967. That leaves the agency only 3 years to fulfill Kennedy's promise about getting the man to the moon. So you're going to tell me from 67 to 69, they, you know, all of a sudden figured it out? No.
Exactly. All right, here's our next email, and I'm sorry, I kind of reminiscing about me and my dad watching the show, but this Jason says, I remember watching Fox TV special on the moon landing hoax. It was only ran one time, and China was said to send a satellite to the moon and see, you know, the flag, moon buggy, and all the things were still there if they actually did land. Never heard a word since then. What's your take on it? Do you think we ever landed on the moon? Thank you, Jason.
Jason, from the evidence I've seen and the evidence and the research I've done, no. I don't think we ever went to the moon. My take on it is this. I think that, like the guy who I talked about earlier that made, there was a film writer and director that, you know, called Buzz Aldrin the liar to his face. I think, like he thinks, that the whole thing was an elaborate hoax to fulfill President Kennedy's promise of landing the moon, man on the moon and returning safely to Earth before the decade was out. I think that was
now
a goal.
Now, why was it?
And
why
I also,
did they,
and I,
oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll finish my thought. Finish what you're going to say.
And I also think that, like he was saying, that we went up, say, like we went up 100, 200 miles into space, which we built a rocket good enough to do that. And I think what they did was the rocket went up. They switched it, you know, TVs to being in space at the film studio, done all of that, then put the rocket back down in the ocean. Okay? The astronauts get out like they were in space, and they wasn't the whole time. That's what I think happened. That's my take on it. But as far as the way I believe we actually made the 250,000-mile trip to the moon, no. Absolutely not.
Now, why was NASA so adamant to, you know, do what they did to, you know, make Kennedy's word come true about us going to space? I mean, they wanted to beat Russia so bad. So, I mean, is that why they did any length? I mean, was there pressure from Kennedy onto NASA, or NASA just wanted to say, hey, we're going to just support our president and, you know, make this come true so we could kick Russia's ass?
It's just like you said. Okay. The main focus was beating the Russians at any cost. At whatever we competed against them about. That was the main focus. Okay, but
sure,
like I said before, we were having so many problems trying to get it done as late as 1967. There's no way possible they could have got it done in 2 years.
So a lot of it
no
probably
way.
Had to be with NASA's ego, too. It's like, we're not going to let these commies beat us, so we got to show them that we're superior in all aspects.
Exactly. It was all about public relations and putting a spin on it. That's what it came down to. If you can fool the world and fool the American public into thinking you went, and you didn't go, and the most secret point of this whole elaborate hoax, you know, the few people on the inside that really know that we didn't go, of course they're not going to tell you that. oh, no, it was just a big hoax. You know, we didn't go. They're going to let things stand. It's just like when Kennedy got assassinated. That's been going on. The conspiracy about that has been going on for 50 years. You know why? Because you got people on this side that say, yeah, he was killed by Oswald. And then you got the people on this side that say, no, it was a conspiracy work. And why are they butting heads together? Because the evidence has brought them together. That's why. It's just like people coming out saying that the moon landing never happened, and you got people on the other side of the fence saying, oh, yes, we did go. Why? Because the evidence has brought them together. When you start unearthing things that people can't explain or don't want to talk about, there's a problem. Just like the, him confronting an astronaut about putting his hand on the Bible. If you really went, why couldn't you put your hand on the Bible and swear that you went?
Right, right.
That should have been the easiest thing to do.
Exactly. It should be a no-brainer. Like, okay, give me that Bible.
Yeah, that should have been easy. He should have done that with no problem. But the fact that he didn't do it leads me to believe that there's a problem.
I would love to see his face.
The fact that Buzz Aldrin punched this guy in the face, there's a problem. There's an issue.
I would like to see the guy's reason for not putting his hand on the Bible. I mean, I'm sure he looks so stupid. Like, what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to swear on the Bible.
I remember now. What he said was, oh, that's probably a fake Bible. That's what he said.
Okay.
That was his only excuse for not putting his hand on the Bible. Oh, that's probably a fake Bible. That's what he said. and I'm like, really? Really,
wow.
Dude? That's all you can come up with?
Wow.
You know what? If I really went to the moon, if I was a astronaut and I really, really went to the moon, and this was a real event, that's the first thing I would have done was put my hand on the Bible and swear I went.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'd have been, because to me, that's quite an accomplishment. I'd have been proud of myself for doing that. But they didn't do that. Here again, there lies a problem. Okay?
All right, we got one more email.
Okay.
I just seem to think it's very odd. We never made it to the moon again. If we never been to the moon, how did NASA and the government keep it so quiet?
That's a good question. And I got a two-part answer to that. I'm going to read the first part now.
Okay.
And I want Sue to just think about this for a second. With all the problems and concerns NASA was having, which we talked about and documented, having with the rockets, the numerous failures that they had trying to get a rocket into space, it seems kind of weird that we never made it back to the moon since we clearly have the technology in this day to do so.
Right.
And the second part of the answer is the way it was kept quiet is real simple. Only those with an extreme need to know knew of the fraud, like, for example, the astronauts, certain higher-ups at NASA, and other specific key government officials. And you can't sit up there and tell me, okay, just like the Kennedy assassination and all the other things that have gone on, that it's only a few select individuals that, quote-unquote, knew this was going to happen. So, and I've heard that argument. Well, how could you get 400 and 500 people at NASA to say that this didn't happen? They didn't know. That's how you do that.
Exactly.
If you got people on the inside that, quote unquote, like I said, knew this was going to happen and knew who they could be counted on that keep their mouth shut, it's very easy to do because that circle is very small. There are no compromising connections except at the most secret point. Think about that.
Yeah, that's deep.
like I said, I could, like I said, with this particular subject right here, I could talk till 1-2 o'clock in the morning with all the evidence. But when I was talking earlier, I wanted just to hit the key points and the key evidence to give your listeners different avenues and different ways of thinking about the subject, as we do all the subjects that we cover. Just like we did 9/11, JFK, World War II, the false flag operations that got us into wars and things of this nature. I just present the evidence. Take my evidence, do your own research, like as I have done over the last 20 or 30 years, and come up with your own conclusions. You don't have to necessarily believe me. Okay, well, but here's the thing. With each subject that we've covered on your show, I was able to look at some evidence, research it, and say to myself, hold a minute, that don't sound right. That don't look right. And the moon landing was no different. The moon landing was no different.
Yeah, everyone out there, like
because,
you said, we're not.
Here's another point. And here's another point you need to think about, and I'll close with this. Here's another point. If the moon landing really happened like NASA and certain government officials said, it wouldn't have been no need to question anything they put out there in the first place.
That is correct.
Now think about that when you go to sleep tonight. if this really happened, like they say, it wouldn't have been no questions asked, nothing to find if we really did do that. And one of the videos I saw, I forget the guy's name, but I can shoot this email out to the people that pose questions. And this guy talks about this. He said one of the key things for him he noticed is that when the rocket supposedly touched down on the moon, the propulsions from the rockets themselves would have whipped up a significant amount of dust around the landing bases. The legs that actually landed on the moon, the base of the legs that landed on the moon, would have whipped up the significant amount of dust. But in the pictures that you see, you don't see that, which leads me to believe that was a studio set that was set up to look like they were coming out of a castle that had landed on the moon, but they area around the base of the legs. And I've seen this. I've seen this particular photo with my own eyes. I see no ruffles of dust around the legs where the propulsions would have made a cloud of dust, you know, as heavy as those rockets are. That would have been done in it. But in this particular picture, you don't see that, which tells me.
I remember seeing the same picture.
Yeah, which tells me that was a TV set. I mean, a TV studio. That's what that was. No question about it. I think our hour is up.
All right. Well, you want to give your shout outs and your social media links out there to the great listeners?
Yeah, to your listeners, you can find me on Twitter at SYDog336 because I changed my Twitter handle. You can find me on Facebook by my name, Lewis McNair, if you want to send me a friend request there. You can go to YouTube and punch in Scrapyard Dog Wrestling. I'm still working on the YouTube channel. Some of the matches, you can check out some of the matches that way. And you can also check out my website at www.sydsite.com and www.therevolution, which the revolution is spelled R-E-V-I-L-U-T-A-I-O-N, revolution.com. Those are my two wrestling websites.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us what the next month's conspiracy episode topic going to be?
I think I want to review Tombstone and the gunfight at the OK Corral. Was it fact or was it fiction? We'll debate it. We'll talk about it.
All right, and you can send all your questions to RadioTakedownNetwork.com. And, you know, don't forget DabashiRadioTakedownNetwork.com for all the latest links and our latest episodes. And Scrapyard Doc, it was my pleasure once again.
Mine too.
And until next time, let's ring the bell. If the bell rings, come on now.
Ring the bell.
There we go. There we go.
That's all, folks.
Dobashi's Radio Takedown is a Say Saha Dynamite Productions.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Propaganda.
Government is the problem. Martial law in America.
A new world order.
Right now.
The new world order.
The acquisition of unwarranted influence.
The new world order is emerging.
Build a new world order.
The military-industrial complex.
That just as powerful, just as strong.
Revolution!
Yeah, no sheep to the media, the TV's on lock. Vaccines tainted, they modifying the crops. Slipping poison in the drinking water for a slow slaughter. Approving the sterilization for your granddaughter. Population control in effect on the low. GMO serving a different purpose than you all know. There will never be a cure for cancer within arm's reach. Attention is key for the trillion-dollar industry. And they'll be damned if you messing with it. Buying anybody up who stands in the way and paying the necessary. When it can't wrestle with the big boys in the summit, I stand to run from it, gain knowledge in abundance. The economy collapse was in fact an attack, strategically crashed to snatch the match with a power grab. Financial demolition, get everyone on the system. It's got you playing the game and you ain't even know you win.
Go ahead, drink up, go ahead, drink up. While I get my thing going, go and grab your big cup and fill it with Kool-Aid, fill it with Kool-Aid. Drinking that Kool-Aid, you drinking that Kool-Aid.
Let's take this for the sheep, pal. Power to the people, me love this country.
Tell
me how they ground up weed killer in the seeds now. What? We can't even eat a salad without eating Roundup. That's why I wanna slash the hearts of the puppet master. So the strings that control in the world come from an after. I gasp at the privatization of prison and jail cells owned by the bankers, inflated money and drug sales, driving down the wages, criminalize the speculation, the lives of this nation on par with the deficit it's facing. And now you getting raped by the TSA, martial law in its different stage. One day they sweeping the broad, standardize the world. That means that you getting one choice. America used to be free, now they silence your voice. Re-education camps in the U.S. for the defiant and FEMA's behind it. A lie of reliance from the globalist giant. No swab of politics. These morticians are funny. Hypocrisy. It's like Peter feasting on a bunny.
Let's say this for the people. Power to the people. Me love this country, but hate the evil.
A revolution is coming. We summon a new day. Ay, quit drinking the Kool-Aid.
Let's say this for the people. Power to the people. Me love this country, but hate the evil.
A revolution is coming. We summon a new day. Ay, quit drinking that Kool-Aid.
It's a godless America. So who the heck we counting on? And who are they to try to change the ground we've been founded on? We in the digital world. Everybody's getting tracked. We just rats in a lab and they observing how we react. The plan pandemics, the medication is crap. Any false flag attack, they get you all the back of war. The otherwise would be fraud, of course. They need a reason of some sort to draw their force. So they engage in the plays of fake terror plots inside jobs. Osama's been dead for a decade. My God, wake up, it's another paradox. You blind flock, it's re-elected time, pulling all kinds of stops. I'm thinking that's a hoax, folks. They threw a notorious killer off the boat. Nope, that's a cold joke. The bloke probably croaked for the fake airplanes, bro. Look up in the sky, it's a bird, no, it's plain smoke. Evaporated at the Pentagon, come on, that's a con bomb demolition. On 9-11, World Trade Center 7, the whole story is garbage. Too many questions disregarded by frauds in the Oval Office. Soft as hell, they're killing off the troops. Salute to the veterans that know the truth. Why they recruit blundering suckers and former youth with nothing to lose. Fab messes eating anything, they telling the truth.
Bullcrap. Tastes good, don't it?
The GOV admitted the Gulf of Tonkin was not real. OKC, JFK caught a raw deal. USS Cole to the blows of Pearl Harbor will stop when they answer with the truth for starters. Underwear, shoe bomber, patsies ask me if they got the big wigs riding up in the backseat. Don't label me a black sheep, you'll thank me later when I tell you what Pepsi wanna use for the flavor. Fetal cells, you harp them shrinks now. Tell them that you fed up and want the IRS ring down. That ain't government, it's privately owned, believe it. Those that don't know history, I don't to repeat it.
Those weapons of mass destruction gotta be somewhere.
Really, a new world order can be created.
To expose our government lies that promote secret wars, death, and corruption.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
Those people who have been yelling, oh, the UN's going to take over global
conspiracy
government.
Theorists.
They've been crazy, but now they're right.
The Washington Radio Tape.